Please stay standing. I think we have heard enough this morning that we need to just pause and pray for a little bit. So I invite you to join with me. Jesus, we are here because we acknowledge that you are living, and we have seen that confirmed for us today. And so we have the honor to join with you and just crying out, God, for people in Madagascar, a yearning, God, for provision for their physical needs. There's issues that Ron and Sharika deal with momentarily, but are ongoing, and we pray healing, God. Just genuine, perfect, pure spiritual and physical healing over those bodies. For the glory of your name, God, we pray that those ministry of those churches would continue to grow, to care for a whole people there, and that that nation, God, would find the name of Jesus resonate throughout it, but also find poverty alleviated, God, and health and strength given to bodies and souls and spirits. God, we repent of how often we have overlooked the handicapped in our community. It's been too easy, God. We can move, we can walk, we can go fast. We're not slowed down by that. And we thank you, God, for the gift you gave to Gary, that you have nurtured, God, and pruned and developed for 30 years. And it's beautiful, God. So we pray that Micah would know the love of Jesus every day of his life, that he would be delighted in as he deserves to be. And God, we pray that the handicapped in our community would not be ignored or lost, wouldn't be set on the side because they're not as amazing as the rest of us, but that we, even here, would just commit in our hearts to receive all people around us, to enjoy every one of them, to bring the joy of Jesus into every heart around us, God. Give us confidence and courage to step into unknown places and find the beauty of Jesus already there. Father, we thank you too for all those teen dads that have made whatever choice that got them to that place and are now trying to find a better path. We lift up Johnny, God. And we pray your grace over he and his wife as they wrestle with the miscarriage. And we pray that you would grant to them another child. Not to replace that one, but God, again, as a testimony to your goodness. We just claim that now in the name of Christ. And we pray too, God, over the rest of those young men, again, in our community. Again, easy to forget, easy to ignore. Don't fit into our schedule or our life. God, I pray that they would begin to fit in. Because what they need more than even money or more than an answer is just a companion, a friend, someone to walk with them through the journey of life. And I pray, God, that they are not alone and that the church lives up to its responsibility in their lives. Father, we think about the community of Roseburg, too. We pray for those who are just grieving and wounded and shocked again at the evil and the wickedness that can exist in this world. And we pray that you would provide the healing not only to the bodies, certainly, God, of those who still live and need healing, God, and minds and limbs and all those things. But we pray for the wounds of heart and spirit that exist and that truly something greater would occur in Roseburg as a result of this, something better and richer and more beautiful. And God, we bring all of these things to you because you are the one who's aware of the wounds in our world around us. And we repent again that too often we aren't. Too often we're just focused on us. And so, God, you've invited us even in prayer to be partnered with you on all of these larger things. And so we pray that we don't just pray right now, but that our lives and hearts are committed to living in partnership with you, Jesus, and walking with you and blessing those that you bless. And we agree on this in your name. Amen. We're going to hear God's word spoken, so you can just stay standing for that too.
Good morning. Our reading today comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 17, actually through 21. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Here ends the reading.
I know you've heard a lot of people sharing so far this morning. Don't feel like you probably need an extra sermon in there, so hopefully this will be as short and meaningful as it needs to be, just to kind of get us where we need to be and kind of tie up everything that we looked at. I really hope that maybe at the end of today you can remember this as a Sunday that Pete didn't preach. But that Jesus powerfully did. You've already heard him preach to you 3 times. Amen to that, right? You've got that. I'm just trying to tie that together for you for a little bit. So a part of the story of Acts that we have probably maybe heard before, right? Jesus has ascended into heaven. His disciples are gathered together, afraid, uncertain, don't know what exactly is going to go on. And then in this moment, earlier on in the chapter, they're just sitting praying. Right, they have no vision, no plan, no set guideline. They don't have a constitution laid out. They don't have a 5-year plan of how they're going to conquer the world for Christ. They got none of that stuff. All they've got is, you're gone, Jesus, and we're a little lost and confused. And then in that morning, right, they're gathered together, and then this wind begins to blow through, and flames occur on individual heads, and the Holy Spirit comes on every single one of those 120 gathered there. And they move out into the crowds of individuals and begin to speak in every language of all those that are gathered there, which are tens or hundreds of different languages. From all over the nation, people have gathered back into this place, not only Jews, but others that respect the Jews for their faith and what they modeled, all that kind of their morality, etc. They've gathered in this place. And in every language, they begin to speak, and Peter preaches, and then the language is translated out to everyone else. And he begins by quoting from Joel very, very clearly his major point. He says, in these days, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of Almighty God, on who? Yeah. It's not a complicated concept. It doesn't require me to preach for a long time for you to get that. He goes on in the next verse, or the next line, just to kind of clarify in case we have some misconceptions, because sometimes we do, and sometimes we assume that there's different roles based on gender that we have. And so he goes on in the next line, just says, hey, I just need to clarify for you. This includes both genders, right? There's not an individual that exists in the world that is excluded from the allness of the Holy Spirit coming. So if you are a man or a woman, doesn't matter where you are on that spectrum, you have this gift poured upon you. All ages, right? Sons and daughters, young men and old men. So it doesn't matter if you are 85 years old right now or, 99. And Earhart, I think, went skydiving after he was 99, which is awesome. I want to do that when I'm 99 too. Or whether you are, just 5 years old and barely kind of even tuning in to what's going on around you. Right, there's not a limitation. We see children coming up there that says they don't have the Holy Spirit. Or there's a point that, you're too old to really be used by God of any of those categories. So whatever dividing points that we have as humans, God is stripping away. It doesn't exist based on gender, based on age. He goes on to say, even on my servants, on those who are whatever level of society, right? So even you have slaves in your household. You got really, really wealthy people. It doesn't matter. God says, I'm putting my spirit on every single individual there. So I want you to see in the course of what we've been looking at in this series, we've had this invitation from God where he has come and said, I would like you to offer your life to me. Not just a small portion of it, not just a couple hours a week, not just this and that. And we looked at that initial story out of Abraham, where God came to him and said, I want you to put your son on the altar. He said, that's crazy. No, I can't give everything over to you. But it's this promise of God that says, if you do, I will do greater things. He wants to resurrect that hope. And so today you already heard about individuals that sacrificed a European vacation and put it on the altar to sacrifice the son, right? My hopes and dreams, put it on the altar. And Shane was pretty humble about where he'd been, and some of you know the story and some of you don't. But he has pursued Squires not as a part-time venture of volunteering here and there, but he let go of his paying jobs and says, I'm all in, God, on what you put in front of me. And at none of those levels was that an easy journey, right? I appreciate the honesty of the stories that we've heard. Nobody's raising their hand saying, totally easy to follow after God. But what you've seen today are individuals who have done that and who have said, I'll give my life to you, God. I'll give my vacation, I'll give my children, I'll give my career, my income, all that kind of stuff. I'll lay it at your feet and see what you're going to do. And you've seen in every one of those circumstances a God who is alive today, who has said, I will show up and I will do my God-sized things. So I ask you, was the Holy Spirit there with Ron and Cherie in leading them to Madagascar and working with them there? Has the Holy Spirit been there for Gary and Denise? Yeah, active and powerful. Is the Holy Spirit present in Shane? Yeah. So now the question is just you. Has God poured out and just drenched you with His Holy Spirit? And then what is your response? We already know the answer is yes. Marie, you can skip to the next one there. This means He's poured out His Spirit on you, right? The rest of our time this morning, right? The rest of your lives really is how you answer that question. As a follower of Jesus, you don't have the illusion of saying, well, I don't have the Holy Spirit. I don't have it as much as Shane does. I don't have as much as someone else. There's no quality on that. Nobody gets more of it. Nobody gets less of it. Like, the Holy Spirit is a person. You just get the Holy Spirit. Will you let Him have free reign in your life? And will you look ahead this week and say, hey, even for this week, you get it all. You get to receive all of those things. I invite you to pray again with me. Jesus, I thank you for just the courage for Ron and Cherie and Gary and Shane to speak to us this morning. I know for all of them it was a little bit nervous and uneasy, but I'm thankful because they just showed us you. And God, I doubt that there could be an eye that was dry this morning. It wasn't moved by those stories. Again, not of any of their greatness, but the fact that there is a God who exists in this world, and when we offer ourselves to you, then you will do God-sized things in the hearts and the lives of others around us. And God, I pray that you would lead more of us to say yes to that invitation. More of us to take the Holy Spirit that's already inside of us and then begin to apply that in following after you. And we pray that in your name. Amen. So a few things to look at as we consider what that might look like for us in this next week. Some announcements that we have. So there's sign-ups for altar flowers. That's a pretty easy one. If that's interesting to you, you want to volunteer for one of those for one of the weeks, go ahead and do that. Saints Alive is gathering together this week. We have a harvest party for families coming up in a couple weeks. Even a chance to maybe invite some other families to come and join in with you to be a part of what we do. There's information in the bulletin about some of our members that want to get together for a classical music night. So there's a note on your blue card if you can identify maybe if you're interested in that. Yes. And maybe a night of the week, they're trying to figure out what might work best for people, so you can read about that in the bulletin and mark those things down too.